Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TestRadio.com. This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Local law enforcement plans for a safe basketball tournament in Wichita. We've got the story.
The stepmom of a missing Wichita child is asking to be released from jail. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Another winter storm blasting the northeast U.S. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. As we roll out Wichita's welcome mat for eight college basketball teams, the weather couldn't be better this week. Our forecast is coming up.
The stepmother of a missing Wichita boy is asking a judge to lower her bond so she can be released from jail.
An attorney for 28-year-old Emily Glass said in a motion filed Friday that Glass's $500,000 bond is too high. She is the stepmother of 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez, who hasn't been seen since February 17th. She's jailed on a misdemeanor child endangerment charge involving her 1-year-old daughter. Glass's attorney argues she is not a threat to the community and wants to be with her husband and other child who has been placed in state custody. A court hearing was set for Wednesday. Also on Monday, Wichita police say they've closed an emergency tip line for information on Lucas, but is still urging the public to call in any tips they might have. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Police Deputy Chief Troy Livingston says the department is taking a very proactive stance in security and traffic control in Old Town and the Intrust Bank Arena area while the NCAA tournament is underway. The department has partnered with other agencies to form an operation plan for the event.
During the tournament, you'll see officers assigned to two different shifts. Now, officers will be in the area on foot, bicycle, vehicle, horseback, and even ATV. All these officers will be provided information to provide to citizens going to the games. And also, we encourage anybody that sees any suspicious activity, please call 911 and report it.
Deputy Chief Livingston says the extra patrolling will be handled in much the same way as for Riverfest.
For the third time in less than 2 weeks, much of the northeastern part of the U.S. is slammed by another nor'easter. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says most of New England is in for it.
A lot of that area is looking at around a foot or even more. In fact, we could see some totals approaching 2 feet from eastern Massachusetts and the portions of Maine.
The storm also expected to dump more snow on parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Now, airlines have preemptively canceled over 1,000 flights scheduled for today, and Amtrak has suspended service between New York and Boston.
Westar Energy crews and some of the regular contractors are going to help in New York to get power back on after the nor'easters that have come through in recent days. Gina Penzig is with Westar.
We have about 50 Westar employees who are headed northeast. That includes line crews and support personnel. In addition, we have about 100 line contractors who usually are doing work on the Westar property, supporting our customers who have asked to be able to go northeast as well.
Crews could be gone for as long as a couple of weeks.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is on an unannounced visit to Afghanistan to discuss the 16-year-old war. Mattis believes a victory is still possible.
I want to talk to our Afghan partner leaders of the unity government, and I want to talk to our troops. Obviously, I'll be engaging with our ambassador there.
Mattis says the victory would be less of a military one, but more of a political reconciliation with the Taliban.
A fatal ATV accident Monday afternoon in Russell in north central Kansas. According to the Highway Patrol, the driver, 25-year-old Timothy Burris, hit the brakes hard, lost control, rolled the ATV, and was thrown from the vehicle. Burris was taken to Russell Regional Hospital, and he was pronounced dead.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament begins with a couple of games tonight. And how are the betting lines going on some of the local teams? We'll be taking a look at that rocky road game for the Shocker baseball team, too. We'll talk about it all coming up in sports.
Wichita police looking for a Burger King bandit. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wichita police are looking for the lone bandit who robbed a Burger King Sunday night in the 2100 block of West 21st. Officer Charlie Davidson explains what happened.
They reported that an unknown suspect had walked up to the drive-up window, brandished a firearm, and demanded money. Money was given to the suspect, who then fled the area on foot. Suspect's an unknown black male, mid to late 30s. He had a brown and black mask and was wearing a green and tan camo jacket and was armed with a black handgun.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling the president's planned meeting with North Korea a remarkable step forward.
No decision made yet as to where President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un may meet, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it should take place at a nice neutral site, possibly in China. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox's Sean Hannity the fact that Kim Jong-un has agreed to a meeting and isn't objecting to U.S. and South Korea's joint military exercises is remarkable.
This breakthrough, and we hope it is a breakthrough, is a result of the strong leadership the president has provided.
But some Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill warn the administration that North Korea's been deceptive before and may be again at this meeting. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A big stink in the South. Human waste from New York City is being shipped to Alabama for disposal. But a lot of it is sitting in railroad cars on a siding, stinking up a Birmingham neighborhood. Fox's Catherine Patterson reports.
Dwight Harris is not happy. He says these rail cars might be hidden behind these trees, but nothing can hide the stench.
Alabama is not a dumping ground for everybody else's waste.
These rail cars were moved here last week after sitting on the tracks for more than a week. Norfolk Southern controls this rail yard. Big Sky Environmental shipped these containers here from the Northeast. A Norfolk Southern spokesperson told me Big Sky has sped up how quickly it empties the containers.
Big Sky, meanwhile, tells us it has been advised by their attorney not to speak with the media.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we've got a traffic accident northbound I 135 at the 1st and 2nd Street exits. Several callers calling in and saying it is pretty slow there. Traffic trackers saying it really slowing things down. Again, that's traffic accident northbound I 135 at the 1st and 2nd Street exits. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday. We are off to a bit of a cold start. It could be worse, though. Our current temperature out at the airport is 27 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Light winds from the northwest at 7 miles per hour. Your feels like factor at 19. That won't be a factor by the end of the day. We're going to keep with light winds from the north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. We can totally handle that. I'm calling for a high today of 55 degrees. The sunny skies should be a picture-perfect Tuesday, which is actually near normal for this time of year, and kind of a carbon copy of yesterday, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, it's not even springtime yet, officially. Right?
No, we've got, we're a week away, March 20th? Yeah, so the countdown is on, and we're definitely, we're going to kind of just like put these temps in the 50s behind us
well,
and actually warm back up through the end of the week.
Anytime the wind's coming out of the north in Kansas, it's going to be a little chilly, and it's going to be that way. But
yeah, but you slap on some sunshine, and it's actually feeling pretty nice
yeah,
out there.
Really.
You don't have the wind whipping you around where it's like not actually holding you up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll take it, right?
And tomorrow, warming up and looking at the weekend just a couple of days out, we're looking pretty good.
Man, we're looking at the 60s tomorrow, the 70s, all the way into the weekend, just lacking in the rain department. But overall, I mean, we're looking really good. This is like right on cue, because we do have a lot of visitors that are going to come into town for the tournament. We really show them how Kansas does it with
all
the Kansas wind on top of that, some toasty temperatures, something like that.
All right. Thank you. That's KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. 7:11 now with Steve and Ted. By the way, right now, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And again, 7:11, and we have some packages exploding and killing people in Texas. This is in Austin, and Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is there to tell us about it this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Now, as I understand it, two packages yesterday and one several days ago, and what's going on with these packages being delivered to people's homes?
Well, there were two packages yesterday that exploded at people's homes, and then one back on March 2nd. The one on March 2nd killed somebody. One of the bombings yesterday killed a teenage boy. They don't know who is doing this. They really are trying to figure this out, obviously. What they can tell us, the police and the FBI so far, is that whoever has done these three, they're all the same person. They're coming from either the same person or the same group with a certain level of sophistication with regard to the devices, because they're able to leave them at a doorstop or doorfront without them exploding, and until it's the right time when someone either picks them up or brings them inside and tries to open it. Exactly why or who it is still really a mystery. This is pretty much a peaceful city, Austin, Texas. The South by Southwest Festival is going on, but police don't think it has to do with that. The only connection that has been uncovered so far, if you really call it that, it's interesting, but it may be coincidental, is that the stepfather of the man killed on March 2nd is friends with the grandfather of the teenager killed yesterday. Exactly what that may mean, we don't know. It's not like these three houses were next to one another. In fact, the Google Maps driving distance between the three locations is about 17 miles. Police are still, having to do their job. They're getting back up by the FBI, which brings resources and money and technology and people. But ultimately, they need more clues.
Just to be clear, the packages we don't believe were delivered by FedEx or anybody like that, or right?
Right, or not the mail service. They believe that they were being placed at these properties. Again, whether it's a certain target or random, I just don't know. But police are telling people that if a package shows up on your door front and you haven't ordered anything, you're not expecting anything, no one's sending you anything, it doesn't appear to have the right shipping labels or the proper, if you buy something from Amazon, it's got Amazon markings all over it. If it just doesn't look right, don't touch it. Don't bring it in your house. Don't pick it up. Just call police. They will come over and deal with it. And perhaps it might be another clue. We'll have to see where it goes. But it's certainly a scary concept to have to deal with in a city that's normally quite peaceful.
Yeah, Austin probably a little bit on edge and a little unnerved about this whole thing. Folks there, as you say, it is the state capital of Texas and of a music town as well, an entertainment town.
It's a music town, it's a party town, it's a university town, it's also the capital. Austin sort of exists in like a bubble from the rest of Texas. It's very counterculture, counterculture hippie kind of thing, very
true.
Very peace and love here. My dad attended University of Texas. He lived here for a few years. He will still to this day recall with fond memories his time at Austin. It's certainly a shock to the people who live here.
All right. Thanks for your help this morning, your coverage. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reporting from Austin, Texas, where these these packages have been exploding, fatally injuring people. Again, Austin. Well, Ted, you and I were in Austin, last fall, September, were we not? Spent a day or two there for the Marconi Awards. Picked up our Marconi Award then, and I was surprised. I hadn't been in Austin for
a long time.
And it's not a small city. It is a big town.
It's pretty interesting.
Impressive skyscrapers, and it's interesting. We're talking about the capital.
It's a great town with crummy infrastructure.
Yeah. You and I had a little time one morning and walked from our hotel down to the state capitol and took a tour of the state capitol.
That was fun.
We had a good time that day. All right, today is March 13th, 2018. And this is a big day in Kansas weather history. One that dated in 1990, 28 years ago now, Ted. 19 tornadoes roared across parts of South Central and Central Kansas. And the largest and most damaging was what would become known as the Heston Tornado.
Yep.
This was in Harvey County. An F5. It traveled of F5 core in the Fujita scale. That's the biggest they measure. It traveled northeast for 48 miles, striking the west side of Heston. Killed one, injured 60. And just as that tornado began to weaken, a second tornado developed and quickly achieved F5 intensity. It ingested the first tornado.
It gobbled up the first huge tornado. Yeah.
And this vortex tracked 22 miles from 1 mile north of Heston across extreme southeast McPherson County, then into southwest Marion County. That tornado killed one before it dissipated near Marion Lake. So this is the anniversary of the Heston tornado. I think we were talking with Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, the other day. Weren't we talking about tornado coverage, and he mentioned the Heston tornado?
Oh, yeah.
That he may have been involved in covering that as well. All right, that's the anniversary today.
A lot of folks remember that day.
Yep. So coming up on 7:18 now with Steve and Ted, and Ted's got a lot of basketball to talk about this morning, as well as some baseball to tell us about too, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at what's going on in the NCAA tournament. In fact, we have a couple of games to get the tournament started in first four action in Dayton, Ohio tonight. A pair of 16 seeds will start it off. Radford against LIU Brooklyn. And that'll be followed by a pair of 11 seeds, UCLA taking on St. Bonaventure. You can listen to both those NCAA tournament games live beginning at 5:30 p.m. And that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM, your home of the NCAA men's basketball tournament on the Wichita Radio Dial. Make sure you check that out. Of course, we've got our eyes set for later in the week. Kansas will be playing here in Wichita on Thursday afternoon. Shockers will play on Friday afternoon. K-State will be playing on Friday evening. Kansas State and Creighton. How are the betting lines going on the Wildcats and the Blue Jays in that one? Last night, that was part of the discussion on Spain and Fitz on KFH. They were talking with Scott Spreitzer from WagerTalk.com.
So, I mean, I've been kind of, you know, surprised at one of the 8-9 seeds that Kansas State is getting a ton of money right now over Creighton, but yet the 8-seed Blue Jays are still a point and a half favorite.
As we start looking at some of the games on opening weekend, where is some of the big money coming in? You said money's pouring in on Kansas State. What are some of the other dogs, if you will, where the money's rolling in on?
Well, I'll tell you what, the top three as far as the amount of money bet on one team over the other right now is two dogs and a short favorite. I mentioned Kansas State over Creighton. 97% of the money taken at William Hill right now is on K-State, yet that number's still Creighton 1.5.
About that. People are putting some money on the Wildcats in that one. How about that?
You betcha.
So we're looking forward to those games coming up on Thursday and Friday. There is one referee that we've seen at more than a few Shocker games this year that will not be seen at the NCAA tournament.
Ted Valentine officiated the Final Four last year, including North Carolina's win over Gonzaga in the national championship. But it was an incident during a UNC game in January that's keeping him out of the tournament completely this year. Valentine received a great deal of criticism after he turned his back on North Carolina's Joel Berry II during a game, at one point considering retirement and publicly apologizing to Berry and UNC head coach Roy Williams. Even more surprising to the fact that Valentine's being held out of the tournament is the fact that he officiated the ACC semifinal between North Carolina and Duke. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, how shall I say this, is not exactly a member of the Ted Valentine fan club.
Okay.
Put it that way.
So he just turned his back on the player? I don't get it.
Well, it's...
In our day, the officials did whatever they wanted.
Ted does a lot of stuff that
he kind of gets on people's nerves a little
bit. Yeah. He's kind of one of these refs that you know his name because he's always doing something to get on TV.
Get a little FaceTime.
Yeah. There's some of that going on.
Okay.
Anyway. But, so you won't be seeing Ted Valentine at the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
A little football news for you. The Kansas City Chiefs have released one of their career sack leaders, 34-year-old Tamba Hali, released by the Chiefs, and that saves them nearly $8 million in salary cap money. Hali's been a great player for the Chiefs over the years, but he's not getting any younger. He only started two games last year, has knee pain. He's much decreased production of late, and they're paying him a ton of money, so... By letting him go, they're saving themselves some money, and they're trying to get somebody younger and more healthy on defense. The Chiefs are already, they also are releasing a veteran of their secondary, Ron Parker. Now, he's a guy who has only missed one game in the last 4 years, but once again, a move to save some money, getting rid of a veteran that'll save him $5 million as the Chiefs are making moves to shore up a leaky and aging defense, and they're trying to probably... store up some money so that they can buy some more offensive weapons for their new young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. So, a lot of moves going on for the Chiefs. Tamba Hali, Ron Parker, both getting released. College baseball tonight, big game for 20th-ranked Wichita State. The Shockers are at Missouri tonight. Shockers are 12-2. Missouri is 13-3. Missouri has won 8 in a row. Shockers are visiting Columbia, Missouri for the first time in 17 years. Shocks at Missouri. You can hear live coverage tonight beginning at 6 p.m. The game will start at 6:30. Shocker baseball right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And I want to wish a happy wedding anniversary today to my brother, Andy, and his wife, Brooke, my sister-in-law. Andy and Brooke got married 19 years ago today. Happy birthday to Andy and
Congratulations,
Brooke.
Congratulations. Yeah. There you go.
Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Hey, time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break here on KNSS. Yeah. Now, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
723, Steve and Ted, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. One liberal media writer seems to be changing views, at least on one topic. That's Rush coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.